Friday, 1 April 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker, and it's a privilege to be with you for another day of broadcasting. We're looking at the reasons why God would have to send Israel into captivity and why he will have to deal with his New Testament church as well. Of course, it all involves a basis of sin. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, we see how the people had gone into idolatry, and that had led into immorality. And don't forget that those two things always go together, idolatry and immorality. And then we see these seven letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor, and we have been looking at this letter to the church over in Philadelphia. And there's a phrase here that has just really stuck in my heart. And one of the reasons why it has stuck so deeply in my heart is because I believe that we, as God's people in this country, and I realize this broadcast goes around different parts of the world, but in the United States of America, it's going to be like it already is in so many other countries of the world. There's going to be a great price to be paid for being true to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is already so. You know, just recently, a professor from Harvard, that he was a doctor up in New England. He was fired, been working there, I don't remember the exact number of years, something like 30 years, because he simply told the truth about the risk of homosexuality and how that it was a great risk to health. And because he said that, he was fired from his job because he was not politically correct. And dear friend, there is a literal depiction of the truth. People despise the truth. If it's not politically correct, what you're saying is not politically correct, if it's true, then you certainly will be despised. And our Lord Jesus Christ had this to say about the church at Philadelphia. He said, "I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength." I note that statement because I know that I have weaknesses in so many areas of my life. And now, physical chronological age, with its liabilities, has taken its toll on me. There are some verses over in Psalm 71 that the psalmist penned by the Spirit of God that are a blessing to my heart. In Psalm 71, in verse 9, he pleads, "Cast me not off in time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth." Your strength does fail when you begin to grow old. I have found myself weakening in several areas, physical weakening. There can be emotional weakening. There can be a lot of things that happen. You know, the years of our life are 70. If by chance there be 80 years, yet they're soon cut off. There's trouble and sorrow. And the psalmist prayed, "Cast me not off in time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth." I'm simply saying this. I know that I have a need to be strengthened by the Lord because I do not naturally have the strength. In verse 17 and following, same psalm, Psalm 71, "O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed," and that's where I am now, except I'm getting bald-headed, "O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come." The psalmist knew that his strength would have to be in the Lord. That's why he calls out in verse 9, "Cast me not off in time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength." See, we don't have any strength to show of our own. "Until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come." Now, that's a personal matter, but dear friend, I see a great need for strength to stand, for courage to stand. And I find here with Peter, as we now look at his life, Judas has now betrayed the Lord, and Jesus has been arrested. And now Peter is going to go into the place where Jesus is being tried. All the disciples now have forsook him and fled. Verse 57 of Matthew 26, and they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And of course, the high priest then challenges the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not skipping over a portion of scripture here because it's not important. I'm trying to get now to Peter and his denial of the Lord Jesus Christ after saying in verse 35, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Now we come to verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou wast also with Jesus of Galilee. Here's Peter's opportunity now to be identified with the Lord. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Peter, here's your second opportunity to stand up with the Lord. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Peter, here's your third opportunity now to stand for the Lord. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. We know from other scriptures that now Jesus looks at Peter. And in verse 75, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. You say, well, preacher, what would you have done? I don't know. My big concern is not so much what I would have done, but my biggest concern now is what will I do when I am faced with similar circumstances, like those poor Egyptians were when they were faced with denying the Lord Jesus Christ or being beheaded, and they were willing to be beheaded. Others have willingly given their lives, not just the people in the Bible, people in our generation have willingly given their lives. I don't know, dear friend. I'm not, and the reason I don't know is because I know that in myself there dwelleth no good thing. But I know that God's grace is sufficient, and my desire for myself and my desire for you is that we will draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to us, and that he will give us grace to stand for him. May we not go down in the records of heaven like Simon Peter in denying him, even cursing and swearing, and say that we did not know him. But may we be like those precious people which were over at Philadelphia. They did not deny his name. They were not strong people, but they had a strong God. And they did not deny God's word, and they did not deny the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the kind of Christian that I want to be. This broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. And I know I say this practically every week, but dear friend, it needs to be said. For we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we are to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Let me encourage you, if at all possible, to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church. It is important. We, I believe, are living on the precipice of our country, destruction of our country, and the Western civilization, our Western civilization as well. Unless God does a great work, I'm telling you, dear friend, I really believe we're beyond the help of man. No, I think we ought to try to put the best people in office we can, but we need the Lord. We need his help. If you cannot be in church, if you cannot be there, and you have access to the internet, I invite you to join us for services at the Calvary Baptist Church. Our web address, www.calbat.org. www.calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.